Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Sorry, folks, park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Yep. Park's closed this morning, folks. Sorry about that.
Nobody going up in the arch today.
Wally World is shut down because it's the Schumer shutdown. Welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That's Dan Buck. I'm Mark. That's Ethan Bright sitting over there. And we'll get to Sue Thomas with your traffic here shortly. But, yeah, just what Chuck wanted. Chuck is getting, and Hakeem Jeffries, and the best story I heard yesterday, Dan Buck, is that after that tense meeting in the White House when they were, you know, saying, listen, you're asking for something we can't give you here. The government's going to shut down unless you back off this, and Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries are, you know, representing their progressives and all that. And before they left, Trump gave them both Trump 2028 hats.
No,
which they declined to accept.
Oh no!
He's the ultimate troll, man. He's the ultimate negotiator, and I just love it.
Well, and if anybody thinks that the Democrats are not to blame for this, then you've just clearly not taken a look at what's going on. They are fighting. I mean, let's look at what they're fighting for. They are looking for health care. For illegal immigrants being a huge part. What just drives me crazy, Mark, is people, when they're reporting on this on the national mainstream media, all they ever say is the Democrats fighting for health care for America. They want health care cuts to be reinstated. Well, no, tell them what the health care cuts are.
Yes.
Right? It is Obama's subsidies for working people, or many people who aren't working are getting the subsidy, because you got to have really low income or no income in order to get the subsidies.
And, well, not as low as it should be, to be very honest with you.
Right.
You're right.
But that's number one what he's cutting. And they're also cutting billions of dollars out of the health care budget that was going to fund health care for the illegals. I mean, people, who's not? I mean, everybody should be in agreement of that. If you don't live here and you don't contribute and you're not paying taxes, then you should not get the benefits of being an American citizen. And so that's what they're fighting on.
I agree.
They're dying on this hill, and they're willing to let the government shut down over that fight.
But, Dan, you are making that up. Because you know why I know that? Because I watch fake news CNN. And I know that you're making that up. And also, one of the reporters got to Maxine Waters on the steps of the Capitol building. Now, if you want the lowdown on anything, you go to low information, low IQ Maxine Waters. Unfortunately, St. Louis produced this one as well. Go to cut number 8, please.
But aren't Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens?
That's right. Democrats are demanding health care for everybody.
Everybody.
You're trying to put words in my mouth. You're trying to make this a controversy, she said. Reporter said, no, I'm asking you if you support health care for illegal aliens. You support U.S. taxpayer dollars being spent to provide free health care for illegal aliens while many Americans struggle to pay for their health care. Is that what you support? Maxine, I'm not having any of this. You're not going to put words in my mouth, but it's exactly what she supports.
It's what they're dying on. This is the this is the issue that they are literally putting a stake in the ground saying, we're not going to budge unless you give us this. And I'm like, are you kidding me? That's an 80-20 issue, and they are going to go to the mat on this and shut down the government.
Yeah.
So they can get health care for illegals.
This is how clueless some people are. Like, if you watch MSDNC this morning, if you watch fake news CNN, if you watch even CBS and NBC, the alphabet media, they're all going to try to lay this at the foot of Donald Trump. And I'd listen to Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
Oh, he's great.
He's just great.
He's great.
And his comment was so perfect. He's like, Chuck Schumer has built a wish list so high in what he's demanding that he could paint the roof of the Sistine Chapel. In other words, it's like a scaffold he's built with these dreams of reinstating all these things that have already been cut. Then that's never going to happen. All this is a temporary spending bill to get you to the next 7 weeks so they can get some appropriations bills done. It's a lie, Ricky. I don't know why you even watch that other nonsense. That's a lie. Ricky on Facebook was pointing out this morning that everybody's reporting. He thinks it's funny that we think it's the Democrats' fault because he's ingesting this mainstream media that's lying to him about what the problem is here.
And the rescissions that have already gone through Congress. In other words, they've already voted and cut a ton of programs through DOGE, right? Billions and billions of dollars of savings that have been found, much of it fraudulent, much of it going to other countries and going overseas and doing crazy stuff, the USAID money, all that. That's the stuff they also want to have reinstated as part of negotiation, so to speak. Well, that ain't going to happen. There's no all the work that has been done in the last 9-10 months, you know, are not going to be undone because the Democrats are playing ball here with the government shutdown.
That doesn't mean they're not going to lie about it to everyone and try to blame it, because the Republicans have taken the heat on this just about every time it's ever happened. That is not going to happen this time. The American people are going to see right through this nonsense. All right, we got a good show for you today. A little later, we'll get you a check in from D.C. You know, Dan and I were live on the air yesterday morning when the Secretary of War, I love that title, addressed his generals and basically laid out the new rules.
You heard it here, right here, first.
You got a new sheriff in town, is what he said. And if you're a lard butt walking through the Pentagon, guess what? That's about to change. Or we have somebody standing by at the door as you exit. You can tender your resignation. This is what's going to happen. And you know all he did, Dan? This was the beauty of what Pete Hegseth announced yesterday. All he did was return them to pre-2015 fitness requirements. These are all things that had been erased by the Biden administration and Lloyd Austin, I'm assuming, all of these things, because all they're doing is going back to something we were doing up until 2015.
Just 10 years
on the
ago.
Fitness levels.
Yeah.
And now suddenly they're overreacting to what he announced yesterday. We're going to make the military fit again.
It's
crazy.
I mean, this is our fighting force. Why would you not want your Army, your Marines, your Air Force, your Navy men, why wouldn't you want them fit? I don't understand what the...
Well,
and people are going, oh, he's shaming fat people. Yeah, in the military...
You shouldn't be fat
you
if you're
shouldn't
in the military.
Be. You are serving our nation, you know, defense.
I will guarantee you one thing.
Yeah.
If somebody forced my lazy butt to get up earlier than I already do every morning and run 2 miles every single day, I wouldn't be fat anymore.
Nope.
But I don't have anybody, a drill instructor, forcing me to do that, so I don't do it. And my job doesn't require it, so I don't do it. But the point is, if you're in the military, they can require it, and that's what's about to happen. So we're going to check in with Jared Halpern on reaction to that coming up at about 6:20. We got Charles Payne back again from the Fox Business Network. Love me some Charles Payne, one of my all-time favorite guests. We've got him today at about 8:35. Very excited about that. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
We're going to have a shutdown. Because Senator Schumer and the Democrats want one, because the loon wing of the Democratic Party is mad at Chuck, and Chuck wants them to love him, so we're going to have a shutdown.
You can't get enough John Kennedy. The loon wing is responsible for the government shutdown.
What do you think about the attack on the Dallas ICE facility? What was your reaction when you saw the shooting? The shooting at the ICE facility in Dallas?
I'm not aware.
Maxine Waters claiming she has no idea when she's yelling fight, fight, fight to the loon wing of the Democratic Party that many of them go out and take her advice and shoot at people.
There will be a shutdown. You know, everything happens for a reason. But sometimes the reason is you're stupid and you made a bad decision.
It's true. You tell him, John Kennedy. I cannot agree more.
And they can't get enough of that guy.
No, you can't.
No. Today, Pfizer is committing to offer all of their prescription medications to Medicaid, and it will be at the most favored nation's prices. It's going to have a huge impact on bringing Medicaid costs down.
Baby, this is going to be huge. To paraphrase Donald Trump. Isn't that awesome?
It is. You know, I'm always cautious, though. Why would Pfizer agree to this?
Yeah.
I know they're getting the 3-year moratorium on their tariffs for the imported drugs that they do manufacture outside, made a huge commitment that they're going to bring a lot of that manufacturing back to the States. But just, you know, I trust pharma as far as I can throw them. So, and they're a massive machine that you can't throw very hard. And part of me is like, okay, it's good news that we're going to bring pharmaceutical costs down. But what's the catch?
Where does the other shoe drop? I've said that for a long time about these drug prices. We'll talk about that a little more when we come back here in just a minute. Right now, Ethan, let's go ahead and get to this morning's national anthem, please.
In addition, Pfizer has agreed to provide some of their most popular current medications to all consumers at heavily discounted prices of anywhere between 50 and even 100%. And that's off the price. And in some cases, even more than that, these drugs will be available for direct purchase online at a website operated by the federal government. We're also announcing that moving forward, all new medications introduced by Pfizer to the American market will be sold at the reduced most favored nation cost. So we'll be paying essentially what other countries are paying.
This is stunning. And so yesterday I made the mistake of surfing Facebook on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My personal page for a few minutes and came across a young lady who I've known for 35 years. She's a retired St. Louis County employee, in fact. And she puts up this post that basically says, I am so tired of him. I'm so tired of him. I'm tired of people pretending he's not an idiot. I'm tired of his lies. It's all about Trump. It's a picture of Trump. I'm so tired of him. And I responded with my favorite meme that says, it's Trump pointing at the camera saying, I'm not here to be nice. I was elected to get results. And her response was, name me one thing he's accomplished. Oh, I don't know.
Hold on,
it's a long list, Missy. It's a long list. He's about to solve Middle East peace. He's already settled 7 or 8 other conflicts around the globe. He's secured the U.S. border. He's rounding up the illegal criminal aliens who might drag you down an alley and beat you up and attack you because he cares more about U.S. citizens than he does illegal aliens. He wants to protect U.S. citizens. And then yesterday, in the middle of all of this, he announces single-handedly, he has been in negotiations with Pfizer, the biggest pharmaceutical company in America, to lower your drug costs. In some cases, it's going to cut them in half. In other cases, it's basically going to make them like a generic drug where you can get them for almost nothing, like they would pay in a third world country. We've been subsidizing this for years. But Dan, to your point, going into the break, this is my concern has always been. When it couldn't be a government top-down enforcement. So in other words, the Biden administration wanted to force Pfizer to do this. Donald Trump negotiated with them because the minute a company isn't making any money, when you eliminate their ability to make profit, they go away. You eliminate their ability to raise enough money to support the research and development that takes years to make some of these drugs, then suddenly we don't have the best drug system in the world anymore. That's where you got to be careful here, in my opinion.
And we found out during COVID that when you're dependent on other nations in order to get a lot of your drugs.
Vaccines, too.
Yeah, that is a real danger. So the fact that they have committed $70 billion to bring that manufacturing back to the United States, that's huge, okay? There's no question it's huge, too, that they're going to diversify their R&D expenses and not make America's pay, in some cases, 1,000% more for the same drug that they're selling in Canada or Europe. They're going to make that more equitable, and they're going to give us the pricing that other countries would get. And I would argue they're probably going to raise their prices in those other countries to offset the R&D, because that's not what they have been doing. They've been putting that R&D cost on Americans.
On Americans, correct.
Yeah, and because why? Huge percentage of our health care is paid for by the government,
well,
and they can do it, and nobody has a checks and balance system. Even insurance companies have been at war with Big Pharma in the United States because that's just been a runaway freight train. That cost of pharmaceutical drugs has skyrocketed in the past 2 decades.
Another point I've always made about this is that all of these other countries, the European socialist democracies, and I stress the word socialist democracies, these third world governments tell American companies, yes, they put price controls on. Yes, you can sell your product here, but this is the most you can charge for it. Well, in America, we're a capitalist society. We don't do that. We don't do top-down government price controls. It's why rent controls in places like New York City are such a failure. So people invest millions of dollars in a building. They're not allowed to raise the rent just because you put a law in place 10 years ago that says, oh, we're limiting your ability to. Well, what if their costs go up? What would be the incentive for anybody new to ever buy that building because the amount of money they can make on it is now fixed? You take away incentives when you do that. So my point is this: Donald Trump does not benefit from this. He's a multi-millionaire. He doesn't worry about drug costs. He's doing this for the American people. All of these things that he's done, he's doing for the American people in 9 months, Missy, is what I would point out. What did Joe Biden do in 4 freaking years for the American people other than triple the inflation rate on everything? That's what he did. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He gave away a bunch of money during COVID that we should never have spent, and it doubled or tripled inflation rates over that period of time. And now you got a man who in 9 months has done more than any president in my lifetime. He's accomplished more in 9 months than any president in my lifetime. Prove me wrong.
And this is only one drug company. There's more to come.
Yeah.
Right? They're saying they're going to have several other announcements coming up.
It's coming. And you got to go to TrumpRx.com. That's the greatest part of it to get your discount. We'll be right back.
St. Louis conservative. But don't give a f-
5:35 in the morning. This is when we always focus on somebody out there on social media doing something great. Wednesdays is our Warrior Women Wednesdays, where we find a female out there who's just a voice in the wilderness and fighting the good fight, good conservative women. There's thousands of them out there on social media. But actually, you know where I'm turning today for my warrior woman? Hollywood.
No kidding.
Yes.
I've been in love with this woman for a long time.
This is a fabulous, fabulous tirade she goes in. I don't know if you saw, but last week, something like 3,000 Hollywood producers, writers, actors all signed a petition that got sent to the White House about stop supporting Israel. You know, this whole Palestinian, you know, people are suffering because of Israel's genocide.
Wait a minute, I thought the Jews controlled Hollywood. Isn't that what they tell you all the time?
Yeah, that's what everybody tells you. Well, it was a complete Hamas propaganda piece. And folks, Patricia Heaton, God.
Everybody loves Patricia.
Patricia Heaton is a warrior. She is a unapologetic warrior. She went on Fox News and absolutely eviscerated this letter signed by all these people in Hollywood. Here is the exchange she had. It's outstanding. Listen to this.
So why did you feel the need to sign on to this letter?
Well, the original pledge that went out, I call the Hollywood Hamas pledge, because that pledge signed by over 4,000 professionals is a big old bucket of like Hamas propagandist slop. There's 3 very obvious lies right away in this original document. The first lie, the International Court of Justice ruled that Israel was committing genocide. That is a lie. The president of the ICJ went on the BBC and said, we did not find that Israel was causing a genocide. Lie number 2, Israel is targeting civilians. How many times do we have to say this in the last 2 years that we've been going through this conflict? The IDF is the only army on the planet that regularly tells people when they're coming in, what they're doing by making phone calls, by texting people, and by dropping leaflets, and by giving them a way to get to safety. Right. It is Hamas who keeps their people there. Lie number 3 in this Hamas document. Israel's blocking aid to Gaza. It's a lie. Hamas is shooting aid workers. Hamas is stealing the aid. It is not Israel that's doing it. It's right. Hamas. Nowhere in this document do they say, release the hostages, have a ceasefire, and then Israel will stop having to defend itself. I don't understand how anyone could have signed on to that document.
Gotta love Patricia Heaton out there, a warrior taking on Hollywood head on. And, you know, I'm sure this is greatly affecting her career.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I mean, hopefully she's made enough money, you know, in the past movies. She's been in some great movies. I'm hoping
she's okay.
She's okay. Yeah. And so she's just unapologetic, folks. She's out there fighting a good fight where most, even good conservatives in Hollywood, hide in the shadows, right? They are not willing to get out there. She's out there boldly saying, lie, 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 quit lying about this skirmish. And Hollywood just loves, you know, to take a position based on lies. They do it all the time on all kinds of different stuff. But this one, they've just taken to a new level, and Patricia Heaton felt obligated to get out there and fight it. Good for her. She is definitely our warrior Wednesday woman who is well-deserved, because she, like you said, she's out there on other issues too, Mark. She's not afraid to go to the mat against the Hollywood elites.
I love it that she's got the guts to stand up to them. You know, she's right, though. The IDF does do that. I follow them on X, and the amount of information they put out, they would call and text people in certain buildings and let them know, Hamas is operating out of your roof. They just fired a rocket at us. We're going to retaliate. You have 20 minutes to get out.
Yep. And
they would warn
leaflets.
And they would warn people.
Yep.
And in some cases, they were nice enough to even give pagers to the members of Hezbollah. Did you remember that?
Nobody takes pagers anymore from Israel. They do not take pagers from Israel. But yeah, they do. They do alert them. You're right.
That was the best.
Oh my gosh!
False flag operation, or whatever you want to call it, that I've ever seen.
And the patience they had to, because all these little bombs were sitting on all these terrorists for a year and a half. They had to wait for the perfect moment to do it, and it was
the Babylon Bee had a great one. It said Hezbollah has a new policy; they will no longer buy pagers from Herb Abramovitz Pager Emporium.
Just like, you're the years of planning that took. But
yeah,
for people to not realize, I'm always amazed at this when I see these comments on from Hollywood, from the liberal left in this country who buys into this lie that that Israel is somehow to blame. They still, like the Barack Obama administration, the Joe Biden administration, would refer to the West Bank and these other things as occupied territories. They're not occupied territories. This is territory they won after they got attacked, and they kicked their enemy's ass back 10 miles and said, you know what? We're keeping this as a buffer zone. You attacked us. We're gonna allow settlements in this area. And it's been a point of contention since 1967. You know what? FAFO. If you didn't attack him in the first place, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Dan, I got a good friend, Kevin, who I worked with at Channel 4 years ago. I don't know if your paths crossed or not. He got there after you left, I think. He worked for a charity. It was a charity in Jerusalem of Christians who were there serving Jews. It was Christians with food banks and helping people get jobs and all of this. And he lived in Jerusalem for, I don't know how long, 8 or 10 years. Invited me over there. I wanted to go. Never got a chance to go over and visit when he was living there. But he said, listen, you have to understand how different the environment is within Israel.
Yeah.
You'll walk into a square, and there's a Muslim Arab business right next door to a Jewish business. And in the park, the Jewish kids are in the park playing with the Muslim kids. He said it's a completely different environment. It's like a different world within the confines of Jerusalem. And then these crazy Palestinians sneak through the border and set off bombs and blow people up. And I mean, it's the insane factor within the radical Islam that causes the problem. It's not the Jews that are causing the problem. And when I hear that, I just want to throat punch somebody. I can't believe you're dumb enough to buy into this garbage that Israel got horribly attacked almost 3 years ago now, coming up on October 7th in just a few days. And you're still trying to blame the Jews who are fighting back after the horrible torture and babies being put into ovens and rapes and murders and hostages taken. The people that did that need to be rooted out and destroyed. I would be the one fully behind Bibi Netanyahu with what he's doing in Gaza. I'm sorry. That's how I feel about it. And if they strike some kind of peace deal and it ties Israel's hands and they get attacked again, I'm like, okay, the gloves are off. You go. You go. Because you can't deal with lunatics. You can't reason with them.
Yeah, it's try to put it in perspective by population mass. 1,300 people died on October 7th in that strike, not to mention the 300 people who were taken hostage. But that's 38,000 people by relation would have died on 9/11. Right? We lost 3,500, 4,000. But it would have been equal to 38,000 Americans dying in one day.
Right.
That's how big of a population loss it was for them. Young people just going to a festival, celebrating their faith. They were killed 100%. That was an act of genocide. Where's the outrage that they killed for their faith, period.
Yes. Yeah.
That was the only reason they died. Now, if that isn't genocide, I don't know what is.
Well, good for Patricia Heaton for calling him out.
Amen.
On that, because
right.
She's one of the few. You know, most of the actors, Robert Davos, I think is the guy's name. Isn't that the actor I'm thinking of? Robert Davi?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I've had him on the show before. I interviewed him at CPAC a couple of years ago, and he's been really involved with Angel Studios and some of these independent movie studios who are willing to employ these great actors and actresses who've been blacklisted in Hollywood just because they disagree with the left, the tolerant left, who's only tolerant if you agree with them. And now it's getting to the point where they'll kill you over it.
Yeah,
it's sad.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous environment in this country, what the lunatic left, the loony bin, has turned out. And a bunch of them are in Hollywood.
And they're controlling our movies. They're all of our creative content on most entertainment venues is being controlled by that group. So, again, they find ways to weave their agenda into that content. If you're not aware, be aware.
Yep, it's true.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, did you see, we're going to talk about this next, did you see that Donald Trump is making Washington University great again? See that headline yesterday?
No.
All right, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Insulin was, people weren't taking it, I would imagine. They couldn't take it. God bless you, Bobby. I hope I didn't catch COVID just there. Don't you have Paxlovid? Paxlovid. He's got Paxlovid. Give me a Paxlovid immediately.
He's just got a great sense of humor. I love all these people that just love it, that love to hate him just because they hate him, because they don't know why. It's just because they hate him.
No, they know why. They know why because they buy in the lies. Like, they truly have absorbed all the stuff mainstream media wants to tell them. And he annoys me sometimes.
He does annoy you.
But he's got a great sense of humor. I mean, he really does. He's you know, little self-absorbed, little narcissistic, you know, all of the above, but his policies are working. Nobody can argue that.
I remember back in right before the election in 2020, I used to have my friend Keith Antone on here sometimes, and he's a big Democrat, and he could never explain why he hated Donald Trump, but he had this lingering suspicion. This is what he would always revert to when I would ask him, what has he done that has offended you somewhere? This is always Keith's answer.
No. I don't have a problem, because I think there's somewhere, somehow, he's done something wrong.
But they don't know what, right?
They just
hate him because they hate him. And then you see these glimpses of this, and you see him talking to those little kids with cancer yesterday, talking about how they're now going to turn their focus to solving childhood cancers. None of this benefits him. That's what I keep pointing out. And one reason the government shut down, and this one really doesn't have a lot to do directly with Harvard and these big schools that he went to and said, you're going to quit supporting anti-Semitism or we're going to cut your funding. You can't do this. You couldn't do it if black people couldn't walk across your campus without being harassed. And you would never put up with that, but you allow Columbia and these other schools to put up with it when Jewish kids walk across your campus. You can't do that. And if you do it and you don't agree to stop doing it, we're going to cut off the endless supply of hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that flow into your, many cases, private universities every year to support the nonsense that you keep feeding our students when you're there trying to brainwash them. And ultimately, it's the American public's tax dollars that are funding that. Right. So we know that has happened. So he has gotten agreements with a number of these universities to change their policies, and they've made cutbacks in a lot of these things. And one of them is the headline that's in the St. Louis Post Disgrace today. Washington University eliminates 300 jobs, cuts 200 vacancies. So they've had to cut them. And of course, who are they blaming? Trump.
Of course.
They're blaming Trump because of the negotiations, the private university. Again, I stress the word private university. The chancellor spoke of the difficult steps WashU's taken since March after news broke that they'd eliminated 38 positions back then on a fundraising staff. Now they've eliminated 316 positions across the Danforth and medical campuses, as well as their central fiscal unit, which refers to administrative divisions outside of individual schools, including IT, university advancement, and they even cut the police on campus. Another 198 positions that are open will not be filled. And, of course, they're blaming
the Trump administration for some of the money that has not been sent to the university over for a variety of reasons, either through Health and Human Services, HHS, or because, you know, they're not getting the kind of money. Now, here's the problem. And Dan, you addressed this to me here in the break. They had $12 billion. Washington University has one of the largest endowments in the nation. It has doubled over the last 10 years. And every time you mention that, everybody goes, but wait, part of that's restricted because when people donated it, they set certain limits on what the money could be spent for. But I want you to listen to Dan's explanation of why that is a bold-faced lie as an excuse. Why?
The principle of a gift. So if someone makes a million-dollar gift for the sake of argument, that million-dollar gift can be restricted to uses within the context of school of business, the school of law, the school of medical. I mean, the gifts come in for a variety, and I'm sure of that $12 billion, a huge percentage of those were earmarked to a specific part of the campus or a certain purpose or a certain use. But the money invested, made from those $12 billion,
the interest,
remains to be unrestricted. That's money that's been generated. So if you just have a very conservative portfolio and make 5%, which is very easy to do, when you've got $12 billion, you've got...
You ought to be able to make 15%.
Yeah, but I'm going conservative.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's $600 million a year. $600 million. Let's say you divide that by $60,000 for a kid to go to school there. That's 10,000 full rides if they wanted to.
Without, there aren't that many students here, are there?
No, and that $600 million operating is way more than the budget, the annual operating budget of that university, meaning all the professors, all of their administration, all of their staffing could operate inside a $600 million window. That's if they had no one paying tuition, which of course they do. They've got tuition, they have room and board, they have all kinds of reimbursables coming in. There is no way that university is hurting with that kind of an endowment.
And up until now, their response to that would have been, we're a private university. We'll spend our endowment how we see fit within the confines of what the restrictions were that were put on the donation. But they never talk about the interest they earn on it or how that money is spent.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. I feel sorry for them watching them poor mouthing, and I feel sorry for anybody that lost their job. But that is some fiscal mismanagement, if that's what they've been doing.
And if your job is tied to a specific NIH grant, you know every 3 to 5 years, however long that grant was, that your job could be in jeopardy. If you are funded through a federal program, or in some cases even state programs, they get direct grants from pharmaceutical companies to do research. So if you're funded by a grant, that's always going to be a risk job.
At risk.
Right, because every 3 to 5 years, you either get renewed or you don't.
Yep.
And in this case, a lot of them aren't.
Making higher education great again.
Yep.
All right. Coming up, we are going to get to Jared Halpern from Fox News Radio talk about Secretary of War Pete Hegseth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.